It's Wednesday, the 19th of November, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The government has dismissed reports claiming that Cabinet approved a plan for the country to buy a stake in the De Beers Group. The Ministry of Industrialization, Mines and Energy says the alleged proposal to acquire a 10-15% worth about 14.5 billion Namibia dollars is incorrect. Sirius Capital economist Robert McGregor says Namibia has far more pressing priorities.
There's obviously a big cost attached to it, between 10 and 15 billion Namibia dollars. It's money we simply don't have. And if we had it, I think that we've got far more important priorities in the short to medium term and even in the long term. But over and above that, you risk exposing yourself even more to a single commodity. I mean, diamonds have played a big role in the economy. Diamond mining alone is around 6% of GDP. It's a big contributor to government's tax historically, not so much now when the prices are low. And I think it's very risky to try and expose yourself even more to one commodity.
Staying with government, the Minister of Health and Social Services, Dr. Esperance Lovindao, has warned that antimicrobial resistance threatens transformative health programs and called for stronger protection of medicines. The minister, Nampa reports, said that HIV, tuberculosis and malaria programs all rely on effective antimicrobials, and thus protecting these medicines is central to sustaining public health gains. Civil society groups are using the first G20 summit on African soil to call for urgent action on global inequality, climate justice and fair economic reforms. They say G20 leaders must make decisions that reflect the needs of developing countries and communities hardest hit by poverty and environmental crisis. Here is Oxfam International Executive Director Amitabh Bihar in conversation with Newsroom Africa.
At this moment, what I'm seeing within the G20 is the Global South agenda getting articulated, the people's agenda getting articulated. It is getting traction. I would just also want to say that this is a moment where we cannot see these global processes in isolation. While we're sitting here in Johannesburg around G20, there's a UN tax convention happening right now in Nairobi. So we need to really look at these different conversations together. And I do see that the progressive agenda, while seemed on the back foot when we started this year, is gaining traction. And I really hope that we are able to defend the progress made from the G20 Brazil, where it started, and we are able to push forward the agenda of people.
The Israeli military carried out an airstrike on a Palestinian refugee camp in southern Lebanon on Tuesday in a rare attack targeting Hamas in the country.
Local authorities say 13 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike near a mosque in the Ain el-Hilwa refugee camp near Sidon. The attack is one of the deadliest airstrikes in Lebanon since a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect last November. The Israeli military said it targeted a Hamas training facility being used to prepare attacks. Hamas called those allegations pure fabrication and lies, and said the attack struck a sports field used by young men. Israel has carried out near daily strikes on Hezbollah targets in recent months, but attacks against Hamas in Lebanon have been relatively rare. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the growth in terrorist groups is not only a reality in Africa, but it's worldwide. According to the Global Terrorism Index, 5 of the 10 countries most affected by terrorism are in the Sahel region, which accounts for 19% of global terror attacks and over half of global terror-related casualties.
In the last months, terrorists have continued to attack military-escorted convoys, killing and kidnapping both soldiers and civilians. This is causing enormous hardships for the population, as fuel and the goods, markets and basic services are in short supply. And in some cases, vital humanitarian operations have been forced to reduce services due to fuel shortages.
You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.